Today on Gardening in a Minute, slow-release fertilizer. Have you heard of slow-release fertilizer and wondered if you should use it? The answer is yes. Nutrients from misapplied fertilizer can wash from our landscapes into waterways by rain and irrigation runoff. Slow-release fertilizer helps reduce pollution problems because it releases nutrients slowly. Bags are marked slow-release or controlled-release, and the label indicates the percentage of slow-release nutrients. The higher the percentage, the less chance there is of leaching. Slow-release fertilizers can also be applied less frequently, making them more cost-effective. Your plants will be fed with light but frequent doses of fertilizer, which will help them thrive. Look for a fertilizer with some of the nitrogen in slow-release form and help protect our fragile environment. For more about fertilizer and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.